is one that really will launch those summer vibes. Green Tea Pang right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Green in your wrist, remember to give thanks.
Since September, we have been playing a British band The Sound Carriers on heavy rotation here on Girly So Groovy. And I kind of feel like I'm doing it as a bit of a repentance. I'm embarrassed to say it took 5 albums for me to finally tune into the British neo-psychedelic quartet known as The Sound Carriers. They're a band who deliver magic and mystery through a cinematic sound encompassing a diversity of influences from acid folk to reggae to garage rock to fuzzy, trippy jazz. Their latest album is called Through Other Reflections. We heard the song Comet 4. If you are a fan of a diversity of sounds, acts like La Luz, The Mamas and the Papas, Marianne Faithful, Melody's Echo Chamber, Nico, you're going to find something that you are going to love about The Sound Carriers. They are available on Bandcamp if you want to hear more. We heard the song Comet 4 from The Sound Carriers. All one word, Sound Carriers. In the middle, it is trailblazing R&B, hip-hop, alternative rock, blues, genre-hopping artist Michelle Ndegeocello. The song is called Georgia Ave. That's the song that opens up Michelle Ndegeocello's album, The Omnicord Real Book. And then kicking off the second hour, we started things off with British neo-soul singer-songwriter Green Tea Peng, an artist who already brings a woozy pseudo-psychedelic vibe to the music that she makes, and it pairs so well with the music made by Jamaican dub pioneer Lee Scratch Perry. Together, the two are doing a duet of sorts on the track 100 Pounds of Summer. That comes from Lee Scratch Perry's posthumous album, King Perry, released just last year. Okay, from The Sound Carriers, we go to another artist on heavy rotation here on Girly So Groovy. I feel like for the last 2 years, she's been on heavy rotation. It was 2 years ago. Toronto singer-songwriter Tess Parks caught my attention with her album And Those Who Were Seen Dancing. The album possessed an atmospheric blend of indie rock and updated psychedelic sounds. Well, Tess Park returned in the fall with a new album, Pomegranate, which continues to deliver her signature sound. We featured it as an honorable mention for 2024, and I can't stop playing it into 2025. So right now, Tess Park's here on Girly So Groovy.
feels like on my skin. I wanna know what the moon feels like within. I know what the sun feels like on my skin. I wanna know how the moon gives life within. Over me as you, and there's really not much about that that we can do. I see a light and it bright, keeps me up all night. I see a light and it bright, keeps me up all night. Thank you.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from Swedish singer-songwriter Licky Lee. The song is called I Follow Rivers. That's off her 2011 sophomore album, Wounded Rhymes. In the middle, it is a British singer-songwriter known for her distinctive fusion of folk and electronic elements, Beth Orton, with her song Moon. You can find that on her 2016 album, Kid Sticks. And then we kick things off with Toronto, a singer-songwriter, alternative indie rock artist, Tess Parks, from her latest album, Pomegranate, released just back in October. We heard the song Running Home to Sing. Okay, friends, looking at the clock, we still have half an hour left. That means I've got music on the way from Santi Gold, Marie Davidson, Metric, and more. But up next, it is a band that I absolutely adore. Imagine being a mother living in the Bronx in the mid-1980s, raising your teenage daughters. You want to figure out a way how to keep them out of trouble. So you go out, you buy them instruments, and you let them start a band with virtually no lessons prior. Then your daughters go on to become some of the absolute pioneers of post-punk and hip-hop combined. I am talking about trailblazing band ESG up next here on Girly So Groovy.